Hi, this is Adrian from Wavelength. We're here at Asda's home office, and I'm standing here with Ian, who's responsible for Asda's air traffic control system, part of the retail operations team. Ian, tell us what the role of the air traffic control is, please.
Yeah, Adrian. So the air traffic control process is a conduit for stores and regional managers to provide feedback on a daily basis of what the big issues are out in stores for our customers.
And how does it work on a daily basis?
Yeah, on a daily basis, the stores would prepare their feedback prior to 10 o'clock. If they use their BlackBerry, they'd take photos and send it in, and we'll put them up on the screen of what the issues are, and also point to the celebration. Within our hours conference call, 10 to 11, where all the teams from Asda House, buyers, merchandisers, supplier list, would come and listen to the feedback, action the issues they need action in, and get back to the stores where they need to.
And how many people typically are on the call?
There are a rotation over 52 weeks. There's four callers per day.
Four callers per day.
Any more than that, you can't get through in terms of level of time, but all those stores through the course of the year get on the call about four times.
So that's four stores per day, yeah, on a call, yeah, four times a year.
Yeah.
And how many people are listening to the call typically?
I'd say on average there's about 15 to 20 people.
And they're a mixture of saying from marketing, buying.
Yeah. And they were coming in 15-minute segments, because obviously if you buy George clothing,
yes,
it's not really relevant listening to fresh food feedback. So what we'd do is have the first 15 minutes on fresh food, the next 15 minutes on ambient grocery, the next 15 minutes on non-food, and then the final 15 minutes on George clothing. So they would just come into their relevant segment of the call. Now, clearly, there's some people may want to stay for, yeah, all of it, but the majority of people are aligned to one specific functional area.
You mentioned earlier about taking photographs in stores.
Yeah.
So, give an example of what a store manager might take a photograph,
yeah,
of.
So let's take, for example, whole chickens.
Yeah.
If there's an availability issue on that product,
yeah,
and you've got two off sales, two lines that aren't there, you might want to take a photo with your BlackBerry,
yeah,
and email it straight through to the screen in the air traffic control room to show a huge gap. Because the old phrase, you know, a picture is a thousand words. If you show that to the poultry buyer, that's really impactful to see actually his lines aren't on the sale. And whilst it only might be two products out of a range of eight, it might be a whole 4 foot bay that's empty to customers, and therefore it's a big issue we need to resolve.
And accountability, how does it work? So I'm a store manager, I call in, I flag an issue with poultry. The poultry buyer's on the phone.
Yeah.
What happens over the course of that day or the next
day? So, over the course of the day, if the answer can't be resolved there and then at the table, and obviously, yeah, sometimes we know, so we might know we have a shortage of on poultry, so therefore whoever's answering will say, actually, it's a known issue, thanks very much, it's going to be tomorrow before we get full deliveries back in. If it's an unknown issue that's not been raised before, then the team will take it away, they'll ring the store offline and they'll say, thanks for your feedback, we've been in and we've adjusted your forecast, we've increased it by 10%, and from Friday's deliveries you'll be back in full stock.
Fantastic. And what about the senior leaders of Asda? Do they get involved in the ATC?
Absolutely. Senior directors attend every day as relevant to their areas, and certainly key to seasonal trading times, like Sir Andy Clark, the chief executive, will come along and listen in, usually for the majority of the call, because obviously it's a really important area he needs to focus and listen in on.
And you were saying earlier that who gets copied in on the action list from the...
Yeah,
from the...
so it gets minuted, an email gets sent out to all the senior directors, the exec board and the operations board, and CC'd into that as a distribution list of about 200 to 250 people who are all the senior managers in the business and all the people who are associated with specific actions that have been minuted. So that goes on a distribution list and it's published daily for everyone to see.
Fantastic. Ian, thank you very much indeed.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.